When that structure was purchased by Moses Gleason, and I believe it was about 1837, Moses Gleason was an upstanding man, highly thought of in the Bedford community. He was an Episcopalian. Now, I don't know if they were, you know, regular, everyday, Sunday-going to church people, but they were fine, upstanding members of the community. And their hope was to have a tavern and a store there, a respectable business. Eventually, he got a son-in-law to run it, who ran it for a year, and the son-in-law didn't want to run it, so he gave it to another son, and eventually becomes a residence. So it's a rather quiet place. You know, people are living there. But it does actually acquire a bit of a reputation starting in the mid-1920s, which, if you may remember, was the era of Prohibition. There's some oral history, some stories, and some indication that the area, that particular structure may have had a speakeasy in the basement, or if not a speakeasy, at least it was a place where you could procure some fine spirits. And I've even heard in oral histories and hand-me-down stories that there were some ladies who chose alternative means of making a living, not in the usual upright fashion, and that because of that, it starts getting this reputation. And actually, in the 1950s, a motorcycle gang was even living there. So the reputation just kind of kept continuing for a while.